Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sutrita here on Sunday, the 6th of September, 2015. Welcome to everyone who is joining for the first time. It's been an honor to be doing this program over the past almost 2 years, I suppose. And then welcome to everyone who has been joining since then. Coming and going, that's what we do. We jump into programs, especially on the spiritual path, and we look for something that's out of maybe our everyday range of trying to find out how to approach our problems in life, our issues in life, or just get a different perspective. And so on the spiritual path, we all start out as being these, you know, curious seekers, and we go from place to place, especially with the internet. You can easily do that in, you know, several minutes to several hours, days. But what we find here with everyone who starts to apply programs, or they jump on a YouTube, you know, the YouTube channel for Pillai Center, or they come through Pillai Center, Ashravad, the sister company where all the remedies and services are, they just can get immersed in so many of the free teachings that are kind of like, you know, there are ways to capture your attention, but not just ways to capture your attention, but really to peel back layers of consciousness before you can dive into a more structured program. So here we have, every week, we have come together as a global community. Wherever you are in the world, you can just log on, and you can do that live, or you can listen to the recording afterwards. Regardless of what you do, what we've found with the members here is that they love to delve into the practices of the week. So in a timely manner, whatever is happening in that week ahead, they get to dive into their practices, whether they're in a program, a more structured program that's offered through Pillai Center or offered through Astrovet, if you're doing the fire labs, through either or, you're participating in some service that is going on for maybe one day, or anywhere from one day, or for that whole week, or maybe 2 weeks. So we follow the movement of the sun. And why we do that is because the sun represents our soul, and it illuminates the area of our lives. Whether we believe it or not, it illuminates the area of our life that we can focus on, and naturally focus on it, because if the sun is shining and we are in the, you know, in the dark, we can be groping in the dark. But then the sun is shining and saying, here's the path, why don't you just jump on this path? You don't have to go in the woods and get all lost. That's what the sun does to us. It illuminates, it wakes that part of ourselves up inside of ourselves and says, okay, here's what you can focus on. So the sun now is transiting into the sign of Leo, which is the natural fifth house of the zodiac, and it's in the sign of the king, so royalty consciousness, or the queen. So we want to explore that within us at that level, at the very deep, deep level of our remembering of who we are and how we want to be treated with respect, and we want to enjoy the blessings of our own little kingdoms that we have created since we, you know, were born into this life. Now, whether you're born into it in different circumstances, that's up to you. It, as Dr. Pillai says, he's here to help people to understand how you can change your destiny. So destiny doesn't mean the end result. It means where you are destined to go at any given point in time. And now Dr. Pillai's teachings this year are all about being in the now. So being in the now, diving into that energy that is so available, that the ancients have taught us to remember, and that's becoming more and more available, this knowledge. You don't have to be a pundit or have been raised in the Vedas or the Shastras or the, you know, all the different ancient texts. And that's just from the Indian side of things. There's all the traditions of the East, the Middle East, the North, the South, the West. So, you know, you can, whatever your soul is longing for, it's thirsty for, it will wake up inside of you something that says, you know, this is where I need to go and get that information. So here we are on these calls to find out what information it needs to be uncovered. Because with information, we're informed. We are given a heads up. So when you're informed about something or brought, given a heads up, or something is really brought to your attention, then you can navigate accordingly. You can make wise decisions. You don't have to just be reactive to whatever is going on. And what we'll find on the spiritual path, as we peel away the layers from day to day, week to week, you know, month to month, year to year, decade to decade, you know, then the end of the life, right? What we'll find is that we are discovering that, okay, I thought I had dealt with this issue, but now it's revealing to me that it's at a deeper level, that's at a more subtle level. It's something, subtle means it's something that can't be seen by the human eye, or even if you have seen it, you can't deal with it, because on the mind level you deal with something one way and you think, oh, I should be thinking this, or on a behavioral, I shouldn't behave like that, I shouldn't react like that. And it's the same subject. So at that subtle level, we have to root it out. And so when you were on this path with Dr. Pillai, we activate the chakras, we activate the whole spiritual mechanism that will help you to understand, not just at the level of the mind or even at the level of the physical body, you know, maybe there will be some physiological symptoms where you will feel release and different temperature changes and pain being released, and something is happening. So on the kinesthetic level, on the level of the five senses, that's still at the gross level. We want to get past that and get into the subtle, and even beyond that, so you feel some energy shifting, and you know that's associated with some light and some sounds and some maybe some thoughts. And that has to go even deeper. We have to dig deeper. So when we're looking at what lies ahead, we have Ganesha, who is an archetype in the Hindu tradition. And it's also, you know, it's not just the Hindu tradition. It's a tradition in Japan, in Asia, you know. Even in the West, everybody has a little elephant-headed Ganesha statue of some sort, or a little icon or pictures, because he's just so cute. He's so adorable. And we love him, but we don't really know why. We're just so attracted to him because he removes obstacles. And when obstacles are removed in our lives, what happens? Things go smoothly and we're happy. So it's like you go, if you have some problem you with your finances, you go to your banker. You don't go to your doctor. Just as if you have health issues, you don't go to your banker, you go to your doctor, right? So, you know, these archetypes that Dr. Pillai is sharing with us and helping to inform us, give us a heads up, is so that we resonate with that energy, we go to the right person, so to speak, to get the information that we need to get the obstacles removed. In this case, Ganesha's birthday is coming up, And it is going to be on September 17th. So we've got a couple of weeks where we can really dive into that energy, explore that deep within us. So then that we're not just waiting for the day that it happens, the birthday. We're getting prepared, just like as if you would get prepared for, say, you know, someone, a family member's wedding, you know, your son or your daughter's wedding or your friend's wedding if you're in the wedding party, or, you know, someone's birthday is a big special birthday celebration. So someone in your life or, you know, the office party, there's a process of getting ready. Oh, my gosh, what am I going to wear? You know, is it a theme party? What is it? Is it going to be, do we have to bring anything? You know, what kind of gifts does this person like? So there's a lead up to it. So when we are looking to celebrate with Ganesha, his birthday on September 17th, we have a couple of weeks where we can really start to resonate, to align our thinking, our all our goals or all our desires. We start to churn them and say, okay, well, if I went to this being and he said, okay, well, what do you want? You know, because in the tradition, you go to the archetype, and the archetype says, well, what do you want something from me? You know, don't just come here and say happy birthday. I want to give you something, you know. And if you don't know what you want, what can I do, right? I can just give you my blessings. So take the blessings, but then put it into those areas of life. So, but then, two, that's at the level of the mind. So first thing is like anything in life, if you want to do something, you got to write down, right? What it is that I got to do. So I'm getting ready for this party. This party is all about getting obstacles removed in my life. And I have to look at the most sticky obstacles, the ones that are so stubborn and so deep ingrained. You know, it's such a block for me. It's such a, I get so reactive to it. And I know I shouldn't. So for example, if it's relationships, you know, you love these people in your life. But then, you know, whether it's your family, your friends, your spouse, your kids, your coworkers, your boss, but something deep, deep, deep has not been resolved. And it's not really so possible, so easy to do it. Everything's possible. It's not so easy to do because you don't even know what's hidden way down there, you know, at the root of it. It can be lifetimes. It can be lifetimes of this seed that has been planted and it keeps blooming, and those situations and those people keep coming into your life. That's the karma. That's what we call karma, is that it's the thoughts that you had that you haven't dissolved away so they don't get repeated. So then your destiny never changes because you don't get rid of it at that deep, deep level. And we can't as humans. We can to a certain extent, but then you've got to call on some higher intelligence. And to get that intelligence to, first of all, point to it so that you know, so we, each and every one of us knows, oh my God, that's it right there. Yeah, I know it is, but there's the root cause. So you pull the weed out from the roots. You can't just cut the plant and hope that nothing pops out over that soil level. You know, you got to pull those roots out. And even when you pull those roots out, what happens with weeds? We all know. They go sideways. And those little nasties, they can grow, right? So we have to really grow, pull it in, grow it, you know, get at it. And so that can be a lot of toil, a lot of challenges. So why would we want to do that? We should just call on the master who is the remover of obstacles. So in the next couple of weeks, I recommend that you write down, first of all, you write down those most stubborn obstacles and at the very subtle level. So just do a little bit of, you know, reflecting and say, okay, I'm looking at all the areas of my life. The most important is your, you know, your relationship with your family, your spouse, your kids, then, you know, you go to your extended family, then you go to your social circle, your workplace, you know, community. So, and then maybe people are doing, you know, things that, through their travel, you know, they maybe they have friends and things like that. So look into those areas. And, you know, it can be your spiritual circle, you know, that you tend to, what we do is we tend to have our spiritual circle separate from our family circle because they just don't match. And that's okay. But then, you know, you can see wherever you go, there you are. And you're, if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go over to my spiritual circle because they love me more, I get along more with them. Or I'm going over to my friend's circle because they love me more, or I get along with them more. Or my workplace, or this or that. And then, you know, I just go to my family. So, no, what will happen is that you'll find people in those circles, other circles other than your family, or vice versa. You know, you might have a great family, but then you got to go to work and you spend most of your time at work and they drive you nuts. So then you show up with your family and then they remind you of someone at work. Your family reminds you of someone at work, you know. So there, wherever you go, there you are. You're attracting that kind of information that is going to trigger you. And so at first it triggers you, oh, okay, I see that, fine, I'm good with it. But then as you get on the spiritual path and you remove that intellectual level, where, okay, I'm good with that, but it's not, I'm not feeling the love. I'm not feeling that this is really something that I want to keep exposing myself to. I feel a little raw. Right? And so then you do more spiritual practices or you do some, you know, changes in your life and some transformation is experienced and some new level of understanding, some perspective, but boom, there it comes again. And it's subtler. And then you find, okay, it doesn't bother me, but then every day there's some conversation that goes or you're being reminded where you're talking about someone, you know, and then that can become a gossip. And, you know, everybody knows what gossip is, but we can't help it. It's just like, as Dr. Pillai says, gossip is quite entertaining. But just don't do too much of it, you know, because that will come back on you in a negative way. And then you'll think, oh, every time I think about this person, it just makes me sick. Well, really, you're making yourself sick because you're making choices or decisions in your life based on how you perceive someone from way back, you know, way, 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 way back when you fell off your swing and they pushed you off and you fell off. And then even though, you know, that's what happens when you're a kid, somehow you harbored that. And then everybody who is like that person, your brother, your sister or friend, whatever it is, you know, I'm just using that little example, but we don't even know what each and every one of the people in our lives is dealing with. Everybody has their own little battle going on inside, you know. So Ganesha will help to pull all that to and dissolve it, not so that you have to look at it and dwell in it and feel guilty or feel bad or feel sad or feel whatever. If you're really sincere and you write down those areas of your life or those people in your life that you know you have tremendous issues with and it's ongoing, it's chronic, it's like a disease, you can't help thinking about them because that has not been resolved. So if that has not been resolved, meaning those people don't have to change, you don't, you just have to be detached. So being detached from the outcome of anything will help you, meaning you won't be emotionally charged. You won't think either way, good or bad. It won't be anything. You'll kind of be like, you know, the deer in headlights, like, whoa, everything slows down and you're not really sure if it's going to hit, the car is going to impact, what's going to happen, is the deer going to run across, you know. So there's going to be a near miss or a hit. You know, and depending, so everything is going to be going in such slow motion, but so acute, so aware. And then that's where we call in the divine, where everything is happening so fast, yet so slow, and you're just saying, oh my God. And you're really saying, come in, God, and make this obstacle be removed, because this is like one of those situations where it's a near miss or a near hit, you know? So that's what, and then you learn from that. You know, you learn to, you know, slow down. You learn to, okay, I'm not going to take that highway. I'm not going to, you know, so that's just the metaphor, the example, where in your life, you know that there's people in your life that you, so tremendous, it's challenging. And on so many levels, because of the relationship to you and so on. But then you have to say, okay, what can I handle in this moment? And then if I do this or do that, so there is a little bit of analysis, there's a little bit of strategy, you know, there's some social etiquette involved, there's some, you know, some navigation that's required. But then who are you being in all of it? Is you're saying, okay, Ganesha, keep coming. Get it, you know, get into my consciousness, keep removing that reactive tendency or that that stickiness that I have to the situation where I'm so judging it every step of the way. I'm doing a play-by-play of this rather than, can you that energy just be there and just dissolve away the obstacles so that I'm detached from any outcome? Because we don't know what the karma is. And we don't know what we're supposed to learn in all of this. But if we can just slow it down, even if it's going so fast, and we're right there, we just know we're going to say that thing, or we know we're, this is going to come back to us, or someone is going to say something. We already know that. So knowledge has to be thrown out. There's no more, you can find different strategies, but you've exhausted them all. You've tried them over the years, decades, and they're just not working out. But inside of you, because you're on the spiritual path, you're getting so deep to the core of you that it's like you're raw. You know, it's like you're cut open and you're just at that real deep, deep, sensitive part of you where you just, it's just like I can't do this anymore, you know? And it's at that point of surrender, not in a sense that you're giving up on yourself or the other person. It just doesn't resonate with you, meaning that energy is not good for you. It's like Dr. Pillai said on the Krishna webcast that we had just this past few days, over the past few days, is that because it was his birthday, and the message of that was webcast was, you know, Krishna, there's different aspects of Krishna consciousness, and the consciousness that Dr. Pillai was talking about, that you have to be alert, you have to act wisely in your life. Even he was saying, he gives a story about Krishna, and he's with Arjuna on the battlefield. And for those people who don't know the story, you can read it in the Mahabharata or the Ramayana. Those are big texts, or just watch it on YouTube. You can find it in animation even. But the whole, you know, the summary, just the bullet point is that he's talking about people in our lives or situations in our lives where Arjuna is the main character and he goes to the god Krishna, who comes in as an avatar of God, and he says, look, these guys are killing you, even though they are your relatives, even though they are your friends, your co-workers, you know, they're your fellow classmates, or they're, you know, part of your kingdom, you know, they're killing you, and you don't want to go out and defend yourself. Like, you don't want to go and do, well, I have to tell you, you have to do that. That's the right thing, because they're not going to change. They're just going to keep attacking you. So how will you, who you know inside of your soul, how will you be able to keep doing, going on your spiritual path if you keep getting pulled down by all that, or keep getting distracted? Or as an uncle, I have an uncle who said, you know, it's just one drama after the other. And then he just laughs about it. And I thought, oh my God, he's so enlightened, you know, because he knows he's going into the drama. And it's serious. There's serious things going on, but he pulls himself out of it. Just as immediately as he picks up the phone and this thing is going on, and then he comes back and he reports, and we're like, oh my God, is she okay? Is everything? And he goes, yeah, it's just all the drama of life, you know. You just have to deal with it in the moment. She's fine. I'll call her after we finish our dinner and have our conversation. So that was just so detached. That was a living, you know, experience and teaching. You know, it was such a profound experience to be sitting with someone who is so detached, but just not on a level of, oh, I don't care about it, it's not important right now. It was like he was totally immersed in it. You could see when he was on the call. Then he comes back and he goes, no, that's just the drama. That's what I can get pulled into all the time. Mm-hmm. It's intense. This is the time now where I'm focusing here. I don't see you, you know. So that's what it was. When we look into our lives and we look at what Krishna's telling, you know, you can get pulled in because of people who you're related to or in any way. So it can be family relationships, can be work, can be friends, your spiritual circle. You know, you can get pulled everywhere. And it's not to say it's you're better off without them, because wherever you go, there you are, right? So there's something inside of you that is attracting these kinds of situations that will teach you at what level of attachment to it, or what level of detachment you are from it. So once you are detached, then where are you? You're in that now. You're in that slow, you know, that fast-moving, slow down. All your senses are so, like, open. And you're feeling everything at once. You're seeing everything at once. And it's happening in such a split second, right? And then that's where the divine comes in. And that's all we can do in these kinds of critical situations, that we just say, oh, God. That's our first response, right? Oh, my God. Right? That you're at the level of the soul. You're saying, there's nothing I can do about this. Now, it's not all crisis in our lives. Some of us, God bless everybody who has, like, a lot of crisis. That too will pass if you keep staying on the spiritual path, because the spiritual path will protect you. So we're learning as we go along how to get the teachings that these divine archetypes, who have been around forever, eternally, and whether they show up in one part of the world versus the other part of the world. Now everybody's traveling. You know, in the ancient times, everybody just stayed in their own little region. Now everything's across the globe. So all of this knowledge is being pulled into, you know, very remote places, far, far away from where it all began. So, which is great, because it's available, and nobody's going to say you should do this or you should do that. It's whatever resonates with you. And then you don't get out on, say, oh, I'm doing this, because then you might, you know, attract negative attention. That's not what you want to do. It's not very wise. Whether it's acceptable or not, you just, being on the spiritual path is very personal. It's very intimate. It's very, it varies. Even from spiritual person to spiritual person, you know. You can be on the same path with someone, like I have been with many of my friends over the years and family members, and their experience of the exact same thing is, whoa, how did I not see it that way? And they say to you, how did I not see it the way you see it? You know, and then You know, did we get it? Did we not? All that stuff goes on. So it's very personal to you. And whenever anything is really personal to you or very intimate, how can you, it's not so easy to share it, right? Because you don't even really know how to articulate that which is so intimate, so personal, so in the moment. Because that can change too. You can think, oh, that was so intimate and so personal, and I don't even think about that. Wow, I was thinking about that as being such a big deal, and it's not anymore. But in that moment, it was. It was so precious, you know. So for some people, they might think, oh, you know, that's not a big deal. You get parking spots when you say gum, gum, gum. For someone, getting parking spots is a huge deal. Hey, it's huge. It makes their day and their life. And so they pray to Ganesha, remove all the obstacles so I can get parking. And that is huge. So, again, you know, someone else might say, remove the obstacles because I have cancer and I need this out of me. You know, that's huge for them. But other people can't even relate to that. They can say on an empathetic level, yeah, you know, hope it all works out. But this person who is like, I need divine intervention. My karma wanted me to have this. Or financial problems, you know, where it's just so devastating and other people are gum, gum, gum and success is everywhere. There's their karma, right? Their thoughts have accumulated to this point in this lifetime that they have mastered that connection to Ganesha. They've mastered the connection to Krishna to be detached, you know, from all the friends and all, because that's going to kill you over time, right? So in that story, in those days, it was Arjuna had to go and kill everybody. Now, you don't have to get out arrows and bombs and stuff and kill people. We're, you know, that's not what it's all about. You, unless you live in that kind of country and you're exposed to that, my God, self-defense, right? But then, you know, you are in a place and in your life where it's totally intense and you can even experience post-traumatic stress, and it's not even post-traumatic. It's not even after. It's happening all the time. You're being triggered by these situations. It's there with you every day. Do you know it's there underlying sometimes? But do you know to what extent? No. Until what? You get sick or something happens. The person leaves you or the family, some issue happens. And then you go into like a total reaction and you're debilitated by it. You go dead to it, you know. And then you're just like, oh my God, all my life force energy just went out. So, you know, as Krishna is celebrating his birthday, he's giving us the consciousness to be able to discern and say, you know what, I have to look at how I relate to everyone, be detached from it, be happy when I get the call, and be happy when I don't get the call. Just be happy. And those situations where you know people are killing you slowly and softly and behind the scenes, that means that, as Dr. Pillai says, that's like an evil force coming through them. It's not so much, maybe it's not them, you know, consciously, but they've become it. They've been that way for God knows what. There's no cure for jealousy. You know, there's no cure for envy. So you can't give them a pill and you can't say, hey, read this book about jealousy and envy. It'll help you. No, if they don't want it at that soul level, there's no cure. So then you have to know, okay, over time this is not, it's not working. So you don't judge it. You just say, hey, this is, you know, a muddy situation. Do I want to go and sling mud or, you know, drop bombs or whatever? And then you just say, no, I'm going to participate at an arm's length. And however I'm judged, that's totally up to them. But then I have to protect what I'm doing because I have to move forward in life. Right? And You know, I can't keep getting mud slung at me. That means, like Dr. Plyatt said, you know, when Krishna was saying to Arjuna, you don't be stupid. You have to be wise. Don't be a fool. Don't be fooled by the smile on the face. They're stabbing you. So that's a harsh reality because, my God, I have to love these people. I have to be love. I am spiritual. Well, being spiritual isn't about, you know, feeling guilty, feeling mad, feeling upset. That's you actually have to be detached from that. So you can feel that in the moment, but then you have to say, okay, that's it. I can't have that, you know, in me. That's like that's adding to the mud inside of me, and I got enough mud to clean out. See? So when we're praying to Krishna to give us that consciousness where we can just dance around things because he has the flute and he's dancing. So, you know, don't judge the situation too much or try to strategize or manipulate the situation. You just can dance around it somehow. And how do you do that? Well, you just pray and then all of a sudden divine intervention. They got called away to do something else and, you know, plans got changed or the project got, the meeting got canceled so that when you're in a better frame of mind, you can receive that next thing that you have to do. So the divine is doing a dance within your consciousness. It's all a play of consciousness. So now we're coming to Ganesha's birthday where he's saying, okay, now you know how to detach. You know how to dance around things. So now you have to look at, okay, you're detaching from all this drama. That's going to go on. But just detach. So focus on what your goals are. Focus on those areas of your life that, okay, I can't do the family thing. I'm just giving examples. Can't do the family thing. Can't deal with the boss thing or the co-worker thing, the project. Can't deal with this on the spiritual path, this group or whatever this person is saying, whatever. The now of me, who I am now and who I know myself to be and who I am asking to go to that deeper level of understanding of detachment, of that play of consciousness coming through me. These are the areas that that need some really big help. You gotta like smash it all up. Dissolve all that energy. The people can remain. That's fine. I'm not going to kill anybody. But you got to get that rid of that energy that is there. And I'm going to go to the root of me because Ganesha is all about the root chakra, the Muladhara, as they say in Sanskrit. So that's the root chakra. And it's at the base of the spine. And so when the energy at the root of us is moving freely and things are flowing and we feel light, we don't feel dragged down or stuck or so debilitated that we create our own obstacles. And that, in fact, we do because we keep lamenting over things or we keep thinking about things, how we could change it, you know. And that's good. But then you say, okay, these are the areas. This is where I'm stuck. This is where I can't move. This is what is preventing me. Whether I'm right or wrong, I see it. I'm aware of it. Then you call on Ganesha. And then that energy starts to move through you. It's moving through far enough away from your brain that you can't outthink it. You have to be careful because the ego is like, you know, there's a saying, if you have a battle going on inside of your life, maybe your family, maybe your workplace, maybe whatever it is, that you're dealing with, and if all those people, quote unquote, who were the problem, quote unquote, problem people, were not there, what would happen? And then, you know, the person says, my God, we would have nothing to complain about. What would we not do without those barbarians? Right? What would we do? Who would we be? Oh my God, we need some bad guy. That's how kooky we are. Or we need some challenge, you know, maybe not the people, but maybe You know, you're going along and you get your paycheck, your life is pretty easy at work, or in your home, everything is there, everything's paid for, no problems. I said, what are you going to do? I'm bored out of my mind. I've got to go find some challenge. You know, that's the human nature. So the key is to be detached from it and keep, you know, exploring things or places or people or situations that are going to help you to change your perception first and foremost, to give you a different experience, and then to move you towards a destiny, a destination, or maybe several destinations. You know, you can try different viewpoints out, different options, and then, oh, this one really I'm passionate about. So that's what Ganesha will do. It will wake up that lower chakra and feel something. You know, so many of us are dead. We're like, we've lost the passion. We've lost the interest. Or we say, oh, well, what does it matter anyways? You know, I only have a few more years to retire. So I'm going to just play it safe. Oh my God, what happens if the market falls out and all the rest, right? Oh my God, what? You know, we know all this. All our knowledge needs to be thrown out, because all we need to do is to, you know, learn from our experiences. Yes, you have plans, but then you ask for the divine to come in and intervene, and not just at the level of the mind, and not just at the level of the body. It has to be at that very subtle level, and it has to work at that subtle level so that you're always aware that it's there. And then when you tap in at that level, you don't assess situations in the same way that you did before. You're just like in that frozen moment of time that's so fast, like the fraction of a second. It's either a hit or it's a miss. And if it's a miss, your whole life is moving in a thank God. And wow, and so that passion, that energy is coming. You know, if it's a hit, different story. So hit in the sense of what happens in family, what happens in your finances, your health, your this, your that. You have to get a heads up. That's what Dr. Ply's message is. Get a heads up. Find out what lies ahead for you. So find out what the planets are going to be doing, the transits of the planets. There's Mahalaya's coming up. Mahalaya is the time, the great time of the ancestors. We've talked about this. If you can, it's about two weeks or maybe 15 days where you're just immersing yourself in the consciousness of praying for your ancestors, for whatever, knowingly or unknowingly, that they've done that has, you know, contributed or been passed down through the lineage on an energetic level, on a soul level, on a biological level. As people say, oh, my ancestors are in a different realm. Who cares? They're gone. Well, who are you made of? What's your DNA carrying? It's so you're carrying your DNA of your ancestors. And then if you peel back that layers of time and go into, you know, multiple generations, you'll find that there's some big mess up. And how do you know? Just look at your life. And you don't have to look at your family so much, but there will be challenges. You'll see even if you have the best, superest family, there'll be some family member or relationship to that family member that is caught like a bad seed and is causing so much problems. So, but maybe you don't have to, not all of us have ideal family members where there's or situations or relatives that there's only one. You'll see it. Oh, there's a whole pattern there. Just when you're, you know, going along, boom, someone gets struck with an illness. boom, someone gets the finances get wiped out. Someone gets, has to go through a nasty divorce, and then you'll see, oh my God, it's divorces all the way through. It's not that divorce is good or bad. It's just that that causes a lot of angst in people's lives on so many levels, you know. Or the kids, you raise the kids, you educate them, and then they go and they get into all kinds of trouble. And then you pay and pay and pay for them to get them out of it. Like, what? Why? You know, your whole life goes toward them, and then they don't even care. And here you are as a spiritual person. What the heck? You know, where did I go wrong? Then you have to look at the ancestors. So whether you believe it or not, this happens where the ancestors are coming once a year at this time. It's at the end of September. We'll talk more about that. But I'm just saying that that energy can also create obstacles. So you pray to Ganesha. You say, help me to get rid of these ancestor curses, you can call it, or some the congested energies that are coming where you can see there's a pattern. All women in this lineage are suffering. They will never be supported by their husband. And you'll see it in the generations. And you'll see it in your lifetime, or the grandmother, the mother, the father, the daughter, the daughter of the daughter. It's so clear there. You can't deny it. Why? Those all good people. So get that cleaned up. It can be, I'm just using that as an example. It can be finances. You know, it can be siblings. In every generation, the siblings hate each other. It's like a feud. It's like a rivalry that has gone like crazy into decades. And till the person dies. You know, there's some family members that don't even want to go to some family members' funerals because they hate them from day one. Oh my God, but you go to church or you go to temple, you go to mosque. So, but it's okay, you can hate them. What? That's just crazy, you know. Why? And they know it is too. They feel bad. Maybe they'll say it, but then they go and they feel, I shouldn't be thinking this way. Why am I thinking? Oh, well, okay, I'll just pray to God and then, you know, so at a level they are, but it's not getting rid of it. So the technology that Dr. Pillai has shared with us is to tune into these times and call in this or immerse yourself into the energy that is there, it's available, since forever, eternally. And then you can use that energy to, or that connection or that awareness that, okay, I don't know who you are. I do know who you are in some cases. I know that this is a problem. This is not something that I can go to my psychiatrist and counselor and talk about. You know? It's not someone I can go to my friend or family member and talk about. So that's not what we need to do. We don't want to talk about it anymore. We want to get something done about it. And again, everybody's experience, even though there's, you know, thousands and thousands of people participating in these kinds of things, it's to your level of understanding, not at the level of the intellect, but at that deep, deep soul level, where you say, okay, I got to call on these people, take this offering, you know, the rice powder and the sesame, black sesame seeds, that's it. You only need, you can do the other, the darba grass and all the rest, that's fine. Those are more elaborate rituals, and to a certain extent, there is, there's more energy and intention because the specialists are doing them on your behalf. But for you to do it every day, even up until from now on, and all the way through. I've been doing this for, when did Dr. Pillai introduce it? Maybe like 2005 or 6. So every day I can do it. Even if I'm traveling, I take it with me. Like it's part of my makeup kit. You know, it goes with me. And then just do a little bit every day wherever I am. So you can read more about that. We'll talk more about that. But that is so important. Do the tarpanam, the ancestor offering. Start it now because that those ancestors are creating obstacles and they need to be propitiated. They need to be acknowledged first and foremost. You don't have to say, hey, grandmother, this or it can just be in general, okay? Because you don't really want to invite them if they've already passed, you know. They're energetically, they're out of the physical. So energetically, there's something waking up inside of you that says, oh, this is what my mother would say, my father would say. You know, who's ever passed? My grandmother, my aunt, uncle, blah, blah, right? You can pinpoint it, but then you just want to detach from it again because it's like, you know, having it in real life, like in the, that's living, you know. So you don't want to be too You just want to, oh, okay, I got to do this offering. And then that gives them the currency for them to navigate in planes that are beyond the physical plane. So then you'll get to the point where it's so subtle, you'll start to feel this pulling of energy out. I've talked about it before, where Dr. Pillai now has asked us to make a prayer for all, when you're doing your tarpanam offering, to pray for those ancestors who are harming you at the level of the body, the level of the mind, the level of the soul, the level of the finances, the level of the relationships, the work, the profession, the business, the spiritual path, the health. So all those ancestors who are causing it, you have to stop corrupting my DNA. Take this offering. And stop corrupting my DNA. Because the DNA is the blueprint. It's saying, hey, this is the way you're going to be. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be that way. And so you have to be so alert. So we can't, it's impossible to get, it's too much to clean up, right? So you have to call in the divine, use these divine tools to say, okay, that's impossible. It would take me lifetimes. So I have to do this and then call on the divine beings because they're part of that realm that will, you know, pull those souls who are attacking you and then pull them out of your consciousness so that even if they are trying, it's like you will have this divine protection. It's like in that split second where it's a hit or a miss, right? So when you're always thinking about God, which Dr. Pillai says, that's what we're here to do on the spiritual path. Whatever God means to you, or goddess, or nature, or some divine force, or archetypes, whatever it is to you, and it can change from time to time, just like you change. You go from the specialist banker to the financial advisor to, you know, for health, it's the doctor, then the specialist, the surgeon if needed, the, you know, aftercare, and so on, right? You know, look at, if there's not one way of resolving your issue, you'll keep going deeper and deeper and getting more specialized help to help for you to come out of the situation. To finally resolve it to the level where it's not just coping with it, you know? You don't just cope because over time, then you've ignored. So Guru's grace is to illuminate that which you have ignored, you're ignorant of, and dispel the darkness, get you out of the forest, bring you into the light of the situation, keep it light. Bring in some intelligence that removes all that dark, unknown, unseen. It's dark to you. You can't see it because it's in the blind spot. It's coming out of nowhere. And then you're not just, oh, well, it just happened. No, if it's destined to happen, you can avoid it. It only takes a split second. That's why when we're thinking about God all the time, then and you're immersed in a prayer or you're immersed in a spiritual tool that says, do this at this time. It will give you tremendous blessings, tremendous results. Things will move. Do it. Trust it. Immerse yourself in it. Even if you say, oh, it's not going to work. To some extent, it will anyways. But if you keep saying, oh, it's not working, then it's like somebody giving you money and saying, oh, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it. Meanwhile, you want it. You're saying, give me money, give me money. Or give me health, or give me health. No, I don't want it, I don't want it. Or give me the beautiful relationship. I don't want it. Can't be. It's not. It's too perfect. Something's going to be wrong. You know? So that's the crazy mind. We negate everything. So in order for us to jump out of this negation consciousness, where it's no, 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 stop, 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 block, 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 block. That can't be it. That's what someone says. I don't see it. Okay. That's fine. Don't see it. But then you're coming and you're asking. So then if you're asking, then the divine is going to intervene on your behalf and bring you some knowledge. You may not understand it in the moment, but you've got to trust in that person to give you the advice because they are experienced. They have the specialty. Trust in that. And then govern yourself accordingly. But if you've already set it up that, oh, they're just going to say whatever, but, you know, my husband, my wife, my friend is telling me, go do this, blah, blah, blah. That's a bad attitude. Not in the sense that it's a judgment. It's like this negative energy that you got to catch yourself and say, oh, my God, I have such a bad attitude. Get rid of it. You know, I'm not 5 years old where I'm having a temper tantrum. You know? I've got to really take responsibility towards what I am thinking. So every thought you're thinking, you could go crazy analyzing every thought. So don't. The spiritual technology can come in. And then you trust. You have faith. Faith just means utter positivity. It's going to work out. We're going to be in that moment where it's a near miss or a near hit. It's going to be near. But it was near enough so that, there. That was that awareness. And I could have got smacked. And even if you did got smacked, even if you did get the hit, it woke you up to something. Maybe many things. And then that's where the healing begins. So some of us need that kind of, smashing up, blowing up. Destruction, total, like, throw it all out kind of start, if you need that. And I'm laughing because I was the kind of person back then. Just blow it all up. I just need a whole new revamp. You know, I'm kind of like, that was the kind of person I was where, kind of like buy the piece of property, tear the whole house down, start the whole thing over from the ground. Was it right? Was it wrong? No, it was just a way of learning. Or, you know, get into something and then just totally throw it away and go something else. So then over time you realize that's not very wise use of money, time, or energy, right? So some people are so scared they don't want to do anything, so they just do little, 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 and then they just only get little, little, little. So somewhere we have to know how to get the miracles happening where things can just, even if it has to be all thrown away, something miraculously appears in a very short period of time, that is even better. And there's less toil and all the rest, right? So on the spiritual path, that's where we say, okay, I can't do it the old way. I don't know how to do it the new way because I don't, that's not my nature. So my true nature is really the divine being expressed within me, and that will tell me what I need to do. So the divine is always showing up. So Krishna consciousness is helping us to detach, dance around some situations, And then, you know, Ganesha is going to remove the obstacles. The ancestors are going to be activated, and then we have to pray to them so that they can be relieved of coming to the earth plane to get our attention. And you might say to yourself, why me? You know, many of us do on the spiritual path. Why me? You know, out of all the people in my lineage, in my generation, or, you know, generation above or below, why me? Well, that's what you want. You wanted to do that. You just wanted to do it. Right? At the soul level, you just said, okay, give me the most messed up thing. And I will be the hero of my own, you know, thing that I create. And that what you'll find over time is that everybody is just battling, having their own battle, as I mentioned at the beginning. You know, so there's the good and the bad is, oh, we're always being exposed to it, the right, the wrong, the up, the down, all those polar opposites pulling at us. But then we have to say, okay, I have to call in the divine so that it's just, even if it's destined that I'm going to have some block, that I just touch it lightly. Or I just can watch it go by like, you know, I'm on a plane and I'm going over an area and I'm not really in it. I'm not living in that place. If it's not a great place for you. Or, gee, I'd love to live in that place. How do I get there? Once I get down from here, off the plane, I want to go visit that place. So you have a, you know, that vision, that ability to see where it is that you want to go. And then you can change your destiny with the divine support, because those divine beings will pull you to that height where you can see clearly from the bird's eye view, so to speak. And you get a broad outlook on it. And then you say, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. So I, meaning the divine, you want to bring, you know, what kind of consciousness do you want to bring in now? What haven't I resolved yet at that deep, deep level? What am I not seeing? What am I faking myself out about, covering up? Then the divine goes in. And be ready for that. Sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes it's, you know, beautiful, it's easy, blissful. So depending on your personality, these divine, these services that are offered through Pillai Center and through Astroved, you know, Dr. Pillai will even say, listen, you can do this, but if you don't really sincerely immerse yourself in it and pray at that time, because it's not a big, long time, maybe an hour on some of the cases. You know, you just pray at any time that you're participating and you say, okay, this divine being is doing this on my behalf, and, you know, immerse yourself in gratitude that your soul actually even brought you to this, because it doesn't make sense why you would even be attracted to it on this lifetime. Maybe in other lifetimes, you had said, okay, when I'm just totally, I don't know what else to do, then bring me back to this, because I know it will work. And then your soul remembers. So trust in that, because why else would this be where you are? And then you'll, that will be the adventure. Mm-hmm. So you'll be not living from the past, but you'll be drawing from the past, which is none other than what is expressed in the future. Because if you look into the past in these teachings, they, you'll see all the secrets. They already knew the technology of light years ahead.